welcome to the program. Today we will be in Ezekiel chapter number 37 as we consider the fact the Lord's coming back, and I think He's coming back real soon. Have your Bible ready. At the Bible and looking at what's going on in the world, examined in the light of the Word of God. Before we do that, we're going to do a little bit of background here as far as knowing what has happened in the past few years. I mean by that the past 2,000 years. We'll be looking at prophecies concerning the past, the present, and the future. We saw in our last program that the Bible proves itself by simply all of its prophecies, coming true. In the past, we've seen the situation where the Jews said, "Let his sin be upon us and upon our children." We're going to look at that today. That was a terrible thing that they said there, and it had terrible consequences, beginning at the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70. So the Bible prophecies are prophecies in the past, Bible prophecies that are happening in the present, and prophecies that will happen in the future. The Bible says the next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christians. Following that, there will be the judgment seat of Christ, which is for Christians only. During that time, the terrible tribulation period here on the earth. Then the return of Jesus Christ, 1,000 years of peace after that. Following that, the white throne judgment, and then the new Jerusalem, and on with eternity. The next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christian, and that could happen at any time. What then?
When the great busy plants of our cities shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid out their last dividend, when the judge of the earth wants a hearing and he asks for a balance, what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon and the sound has died out in the air, when the Bible lies closed on the altar and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors have played their last drama and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again, when the trumpet of ages has sounded and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle calls thanks into silence and the long marching column stands still, when the captain repeats his last orders and they capture the last four when the flag has been hauled from the masthead, all the wounded afield have chatted, and the world that rejected its Savior is asked for a reason. What then? What then? What then?
Well, that's a very good question. What then? What then? The word then occurs in the Word of God 2,168 times. The Bible says very plainly, then things are going to happen. For instance, in Matthew 24, verse 21, it says, then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world. Now, we're going to see in the series to come, having to do with the headline news in light of Bible prophecy, that what's coming is really, well, it's put right here, great tribulation such as was not seen, not ever since the beginning of the world. It will be a terrible time. You don't have to be in it. I won't be in it. The Bible says if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repent of our sins and trust Him as our Savior, the Bible says that we will be raptured out of this world, and we're going to be looking at that in this series as we look at Bible prophecy. Now, prophecy, as we said, would be presented in three different areas. Past, that is prior to the beginning of the local church age. Any prophecies past there is one category. And then present prophecies, that has to do with the last 2,000 years. And then future prophecy has to do with things that will happen after Christians are raptured out of this world. Now, we're going to go back and start about the time when Jesus was on trial, and they cried in Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 25, then answered all the people and said, crucify him, crucify him. They said, his blood be on us and on our children. What a terrible statement. Well, all right, that's exactly what has happened for the last 2,000 years. In 70 A.D., Titus took Jerusalem and over 1 million Jews were slaughtered. In 136 A.D., 580,000 men died and 985 towns were destroyed that where the Jews were living. In 306 A.D., the Council of Spain banned Jews from marrying anybody. In 1190 A.D., there was the massacre of the Jews in England. In 1240 A.D., the Talmud was burned in France. And in 1290, all Jews were expelled out of England. And then his blood be upon us and upon our children. In 1298 A.D., there was a massacre of thousands in Germany. In 1306 A.D., they were expelled from France. In 1348 A.D., the Jews were blamed for the Black Death. In 1389, they were massacred in Bohemia, Spain. In 1421 A.D., the Jews, there was 270 of them burned at the stake for no other reason than being Jews. In 1480 A.D., there was the Inquisition in Spain, where Jews again were simply burned at the stake. In 1483 A.D., they were expelled from Warsaw and Sicily and Lithuania and Portugal. In 1492, all Jews again were expelled from Spain. In 1510 A.D., they were expelled from Brandenburg, Germany. In 1614 A.D., they were attacked and driven out of Frankfurt, Germany. In 1648 A.D., the leaders of the Ukraine massacred 100,000 Jews in 300 different communities. In 1655 A.D., the massacre of the Jews in the war against Sweden and Russia and by Poland. And then in 1715 A.D., Pope Pius VI issues an edict against Jews. In 1768 A.D., 20,000 Jews in Poland were killed. In 1805 A.D., there was a massacre of the Jews in Algeria. In 1919 A.D., 3,000 Jews were killed in Hungary. In 1938 AD, the Jews were sent to concentration camps at the beginning of the Holocaust. In 1942, the mass transport of Jews to Belgium and to Holland. In 1944, there was the extermination of Hungarian Jews. In 1945 AD, the Holocaust's final count was 6 million Jews were slaughtered because they said, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." Here in Canada, in Ottawa, in 1938, they asked how many Jews will be taken into Canada when the immigration situation here, and the immigration minister answered, "None is too many." Nobody wanted the Jews. Why? They said, "Crucify him, crucify him." Then all the people said, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." And the Lord said, "That's the way you want it. That's the way it's going to be." Well, in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, verse 63 and 64, we read concerning Israel, "Ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it, and the Lord will scatter thee among all the people from one end of the earth unto the other." And that's the way it's been for the last 2,000 years until May 1948. In Deuteronomy 28:66, the Bible says, "Concerning the Jews, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of life." We had the Holocaust Museum. My wife and I had the privilege to go through that over in Israel. And in that museum contains 74 million page database of the names and biographical details of only half of the 6 million Jews that died at the hands of the Nazis. They also have 350,000 photographs and 46,000 audio and video that have written testimonies in them concerning the Holocaust. Well, the question is, can these bones live? Ezekiel chapter 37. Can these bones live? Ezekiel 37 verse 1 says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry," referring to Israel. And in verse number 3, we read, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when Ezekiel said, verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Verse 10, So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. What's this all about? Well, verse 11, Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. In the book of Ezekiel, we find the phrase, Ye shall know, 22 times. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. And Israel said, let his blood be upon us. Well, they know now, if they're going to listen, they know that God said, all right, if they want it that way, that's the way it's going to be. And they were scattered throughout the world for the last 2,000 years. Now, in Ezekiel, it says, ye shall know. Not only will they know because of the judgment that's going to come upon them, but as we read here, they shall know because of the fact that God is going to raise those dry bones after 2,000 years. You'll find the phrase, they shall know, another 24 times in the book of Ezekiel. And as we look into the tribulation period, all those nations that gave trouble to Israel, God says during the tribulation period, they shall know that I am the Lord, and God's judgment will be upon all of those who are against Israel. Well, God said in his word that the Jews would be disobedient, and they were. He said the Jews would be dispersed, and they were. He said the Jews would be discredited, and they were. However, Pharaoh's army could not destroy God's chosen people. The Red Sea could not drown them. Nebuchadnezzar's furnace could not burn them. The gallows of Haman could not execute them, and Hitler could not annihilate them. And so, on May the 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation again after 2,000 years of wandering around this world. Well, it's all recorded there thousands and thousands of years ago, way back there in the book of Ezekiel. Now, they've come together as a nation. They're still going to come together, and they're going to accept their Messiah. They have not done that yet, but they will. We'll be looking at some of those things in our messages to come. Well, the next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christian. The Bible tells us that we'll be taken out of this world in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and then the tribulation period will begin. I'd like to hear that message in song again. It's a really good question. If the rapture takes place when all of this begins to happen, and it is just around the corner, what then?
When the great busy plants of our cities shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid out their last dividend, when the judge of the earth wants a hearing and he asks for a balance, what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon and the sound has died out in the air, when the Bible lies closed on the altar and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors have played their last drama and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd-seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again, when the trumpet of ages has sounded and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle call sinks into silence and the long marching column stands still, when the captain repeats his last orders and they capture the last fort and hill, when the flag has been hauled from the masthead. All the wounded afield have checked in, and the world that rejected its Savior is asked for a reason. What then? What then? What then? When you're asked for a reason, what then?